Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
David Rosenfeld is the author of 18 novels featuring lawyer and sleuth Andy Carpenter, the latest being Hounded. After a long and successful career as the president of marketing for TriStar Pictures, he began the Terra Foundation to help find a home for sick or injured dogs. The foundation has rescued over 4,000 dogs from shelters. Experiences he relates in his new nonfiction book, Dog Tripping, which is just out in paperback. He is also going to be at the Saratoga County Animal Shelter Benefit tonight, an evening with David Rosenfeld at the Saratoga Springs Holiday Inn at 7 p.m. And it's a great pleasure to welcome David Rosenfeld to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. So how did you come into this dog world?
I haven't always been a dog lunatic. It started when I met my wife, and she had a great golden retriever named Tara. And about a year later, Tara got cancer. And the 3 months from the time she was diagnosed to the time she died were like a transforming experience for us. And we started volunteering at a shelter in Southern California, which are the worst, as bad as any shelters in the country. And that just became too passive, so we started our own foundation. It's been a descent into dog lunacy ever since.
The goal is what?
The goal of the foundation?
Yes.
Well, it's changed dramatically because we're now in Maine, and there's just no rescue problem in Maine. I mean, the difference between Maine and Southern California is amazing. So the goal in those days was to get dogs out of situations in shelters where, you know, 95% were put down into homes, because these are great dogs, and it's not their fault they got stuck there. What we do now, and what we did in California also, is if we rescued a dog that was too old or blind or epileptic or for whatever reason wouldn't find a home, then we brought them home as our pet. So we had a house full of them. We were as high as 42 in California in our house. But we think anything over 40 is eccentric, so we try and keep it under that. But we have 21 here. In Maine right now. So we only rescue dogs in Maine when the shelter calls us and they have a dog they can't place.
And what is the attachment in the sense of there's always that possibility that the dog could be placed elsewhere, I assume?
In California, we did place them elsewhere. The ones that could be placed, we placed in homes. We placed 4,000 in homes. The ones we take in Maine, by definition, can't be placed elsewhere or they wouldn't call us. They're
okay.
Only calling us as a last resort.
All right.
This week we got a six-year-old Golden that just had cancer surgery. They had that dog for 2 months and couldn't place her, and now having the surgery, they're certainly not going to be able to place her, so we took her as an example.
As I mentioned, the new Andy Carpenter mystery is Hounded. What brought you to Andy Carpenter and writing these novels?
I never know the answers to those questions. What I was doing was I was writing TV movies at the time, and I wanted to write a courtroom drama. They weren't making them in TV movies and still aren't. So I wrote a novel sort of on a whim. And I sent it to my agent, and next thing I knew, it sold with sequels. So all of a sudden, I was an author. I mean, I really never planned to be. but it beats working, I'll tell you that. It really does.
And dogs were always part of it?
No. He always had a dog.
Yep.
And like, you know, you write about what you know, he started a rescue foundation in the book, but always as a backstory. And the first 5 books did pretty well, and, you know, one was a Today Show book of the month, and one was an Edgar nominee and stuff, but they were doing okay. But I was about to go to other stuff, and book 6 was, a dog was more integral to the plot, and they put a golden retriever on the cover, and the book sold out. I mean, it sold twice as much as any previous book, and it was strictly because of the dog on the cover. I mean, the writing didn't get any better. So that's how I started to feature dogs more. So, you know, any Andy, I don't only write Andy Carpenter books, but all the Andy Carpenter books will be in some way related to dogs.
Yeah. Did that surprise you, or did that sort of fit into what you knew about how people respond to dogs?
No, it didn't surprise me at all. There's an amazing subculture out there of dog people. I mean, it's remarkable. And you know, one time we were in California and we thought at our house we were evacuated in the fires and we thought we were going to have to move to Maine. And I sent out an email asking one person on a New In Rescue how we would go about, if they had an idea, how we moved 27 dogs from California to Maine. And she must have sent it out, because in the next 3 days, I got 171 emails from people telling me, strangers, telling me if we travel through Topeka, we could stay at their house, right? I mean, all these, and that's 127 dogs. But it's just a dog subculture of people, of dog lovers, that's remarkable. And I do rescue benefits all over the country, and it's true everywhere.
So tell us about the story being told in Hounded.
Andy's a lawyer, and he I don't know how to tell too much without giving it away, but there's a murder, and his friend, he has a good friend who's a cop, and the cop is investigating, and the murder victim had a son who is now an orphan, and the son had a dog, and the cop asks Andy and his girlfriend to take in the son and the dog so they won't be thrust into the system while things are being worked out. Then the cop, Andy's friend, winds up getting accused of the murder himself. So Andy takes him on as a client, gets involved, and it proves to be a much bigger thing than just a simple murder, much more of a conspiracy and so on.
As I mentioned, the other book you have out now is Dog Tripping, which is the paperback release of your nonfiction book, 25 Rescues, 11 Volunteers, and 3 RVs on our canine cross-country adventure. When did that adventure take place?
In 2011, and the hardcover came out last year, and that was when we finally wound up moving from California to Maine, not because of a fire, but because we were ready to retire here. My wife is ready to retire. And it was just a bizarre story. I mean, we had 11 human volunteers, people we didn't even know. They were readers from around the country who heard about it and flew in to help us. It was really amazing. And so we took 3 RVs and 27 dogs, and it was awful. It was absolutely awful. And it was frustratingly awful because I'm the only one who thought it was awful. The other 10 people thought it was like the greatest adventure of their life. They still email about it. And I hated every second.
It's a great story, though, and you tell it beautifully, and it's very funny, and it certainly has a curmudgeonly edge to it. But it seems as though, when you look back on it, aren't you proud of what you accomplished?
The move part?
Or living through it.
No, not particularly, because I lived begrudgingly. I'm very proud of the rescue work we've done. I mean, we get emails all the time from people who got dogs from us who lived wonderful lives, and so I'm really proud of that. The trip across country, no, not so much. I'm just glad it's over.
So it makes you think, and I thought of this while reading the book, that. Well, this may be an extreme case. It certainly seems like something that people have to deal with. And the question you keep on asking is, isn't there a better way?
To make the trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I spent like a year and a half asking everybody. I mean, if I did a book signing, if I gave a talk, I asked everyone. And, there was a reason not to do it every way, including RVs. But it turned out to be the least painful. I shouldn't complain, and that it worked out fine. It really did. I mean, there was such potential for disaster, if a dog gets loose or if a dog gets sick or if we get a flat tire. I mean, it was, there's a lot of chances for problems, but none of them came about. And so it was uneventfully awful. Let's put it that way.
And you never seem, in the book at least, never seem to get over the fact that this is a lot of dogs.
Well, I'm in a house net right now with 21 dogs, and there's 9 in my office as I'm talking to you with the doors closed, hoping they won't bark. But so I'm used to a lot of dogs. But, these are mostly old, mostly arthritic dogs, and they want to get off the RV every time it stops. And if you've ever been on an RV, and I never will again, but if you've ever been on one, they stop for gas every 20 minutes. So we had a set of dog parks with fence that we unfurled and put into the ground every time we stopped. And so the dogs had to be helped off the RVs because, it's hard for them to get up and down. So it was pretty tiring.
But you made it. And when you come back and you realize that you're in Maine, then you were talking about the different cultures, the rescue culture in Maine versus California. Did it take you a while to figure that out?
I had to learn about it in terms of the shelters and things and how good they are here. But there's a difference in attitudes from people in Maine compared to California. I mean, if you walk into our house, and I don't recommend that you do, but if you walk into our house, the dogs mob you, you know, a stranger, and they go crazy. And in California, if a workman would come in or something, it would be like, you know, a deer caught in the headlights. In Maine, it's business as usual. I mean, these people all have dogs, and they all love dogs, and it's definitely different. Now, I assume that translates into less dogs needing homes, but it's night and day.
You are going to be at a benefit for the Saratoga County Animal Shelter tonight. It's an evening with David Rosenfeld, and it takes place at 7 o'clock at the Holiday Inn in Saratoga on Broadway. What can people expect from events like this from you?
I believe they have, you know, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and so on and raffles and things. But I give a talk, and I talk basically about my four careers. I was, you know, a president of marketing for a movie studio. I was a screenwriter. I was an author, and I'm a dog lunatic. So I imagine, since it's for a benefit of an animal shelter, that most people will be most interested in the dog lunatic part. But I give a fairly long talk about all four things.
And books will be on hand from Northshire Bookstore as well. You can find out more information by going to www.friendsofscas.com. Friends of SCAS, which stands for Saratoga County Animal Shelter, SCAS.com. The new Andy Carpenter mystery is Hounded. The paperback of Dog Tripping is out. Both are from St. Martin's. David Rosenfeld, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great time in Saratoga.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book is Hounded, an Andy Carpenter mystery. It is published by St. Martin's. Dog Tripping is also published by St. Martin's, out in paperback. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.